and the end of Matthew chapter 9. Page 974. And using the words on the screen, let's pray together. Together, we are God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. And so, our God, we pray, may you lay foundations amongst this church, amongst us individually, that we may be a building that grows and brings you glory. Amen. Matthew chapter 9, from verse 35, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." And our focus will be on that verse 36. You can't miss them. They're everywhere. On the street, in the park, at school, in the workplace. I'm talking, of course, about people. We don't live in the desert, do we? We don't live in the Arctic. We don't live in a mountain. Or we don't live in the ocean, where hardly anyone is around. No, around here, people are everywhere. Even on your way to church, you pass by other people. Don't know if you notice them. They get everywhere. What should happen when we come across other people? Let's learn from Jesus. Jesus traveled around. Did you see that in verse 35? Jesus went through all the towns and villages. He traveled around. He mixed with lots and lots and lots of different people. And the Bible tells us, do you see that in verse 36? He saw them. Jesus saw people. It means that he noticed them. He registered them. Maybe you have a school register. He registered them. He paid attention to them. He even paid attention to people he didn't know. And when Jesus saw people, something big happened on his inside. I'll say that again. When Jesus saw people, something big happened on his inside. The Bible says this. You can see it on the screen. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. When Jesus saw people, he had compassion on them. Now, what is compassion? Here's a true story about a man called Stephen. Stephen was once on a train, and everyone on the train in that carriage was sitting very quietly. They were maybe reading a newspaper or a book. They were maybe resting their eyes or staring aimlessly out the window. And then suddenly a man and his children got onto the train carriage and everything changed. The children were so loud, it wasn't calm on that train carriage anymore. But the dad just sat down, actually next to Stephen, and he closed his eyes as if his children weren't doing anything. His children were yelling at each other, backwards and forwards. They were throwing things. They were even grabbing the newspapers of some of the passengers. It was very disturbing. And yet the dad did nothing. Now, Stephen found it very difficult not to feel irritated. He couldn't believe that the dad would just let his children run wild like that and do nothing about it. It was so easy to see that everyone else on the train felt irritated as well. And so finally, Stephen turned to the dad and he said, "Sir, your children are really disturbing a lot of people. I wonder if you couldn't control them a little more." And the man looked up as if really for the first time he kind of realized what was going on. And he said softly, "Oh, you're right. I guess I should do something about it. We just came home from the hospital where their mother died about an hour ago. I don't know what to think. And I guess they don't know how to handle it either." Are you feeling sad? Stephen did. And suddenly Stephen saw things differently. His irritation vanished. His heart was filled with the dad's pain. And the next thing Stephen said to him was, your wife just died. I'm so sorry. Can you tell me about it? What can I do to help?" And that is compassion. Compassion is about feeling sorry for needy people. But it's more than that, actually. Feeling sorry, yes, but about hoping to help them. Take another look. When Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them. But why? Why did Jesus feel sorry for the crowds? What was so wrong with them? Listen again, very carefully. Big ears for the Bible. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Now, harassed means kind of being bullied. And so the issue with the crowds was not mainly that they were homeless or ill or that they'd had someone close to them die. Some of them might have, and Jesus does care about that. But some of them won't have had that happen. Jesus had compassion on all of the crowds. And why? Because those who didn't look fine and those who did look fine were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. And being like that is a terrible state to be in. And friends, very sadly, most of the people we see day by day are in that same terrible state. Think of a flock of sheep. There's a couple of sheep there on the screen. Now, sheep need a shepherd. Did you know that sheep are not very clever? Sheep without a shepherd are in big trouble. Sheep need a shepherd to stop them being attacked by maybe a wolf. Sheep are also rubbish at finding food for themselves. So they need a shepherd if they're going to eat. It won't be long before sheep without a shepherd are harassed and helpless. And Jesus says that is what most people we see day by day are like. Most people we come across day by day are made by Jesus, but they don't know Jesus. They don't follow Jesus as their shepherd. And so whether they know it or not, they are harassed, bullied, bruised, and helpless. And they are heading for hell. That's why when Jesus sees all sorts of people, he's compassionate. If Jesus had been on that train, he would have felt compassion for that family. But he would also have felt compassion for everyone else on that train who didn't have God as their shepherd. Because they're like sheep without a shepherd. And that's a terrible state to be in. You know, I said earlier that real compassion doesn't just feel sorry, but it wants to do something to help. Jesus, his compassion is so big that it will take him to the cross to face that hell. But then he rose again as King of all. And so now, anyone who trusts in him will not perish, but have eternal life with him as their good shepherd. And by the way, if you are one of his sheep, aren't you so glad that Jesus is full of compassion? We live in a place where people are everywhere. Have you noticed? But how's your compassion for people you come across? How's mine? When you hear that a friend is ill, of course you feel sorry for them. When you hear that a friend has just lost their job, your heart goes out to them, doesn't it? When you hear that a friend maybe lost a family member, your heart's broken for them. Do you see? When you see people who don't know Jesus as their shepherd, we should be heart shattered. Just think of what they're like right now. Harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Just think of where they will be in 100 years' time. And yet sometimes I can feel so little. God help me. How can we be more like Jesus? Now let's just say a little bit later, you walk home, maybe go down the street, or in the car home, maybe you're in the park. We'll come across other people. Don't ignore them. Think about them. But don't mostly pay attention to what they look like, or how they're behaving, or what they're doing. Mostly, think about the fact that they're probably like sheep without a shepherd. And so they're in an awful situation. Or maybe you play sport. Think about the other people who are there. Your teammates, your opponents, the referee. When you're at school, think about your classmates or the teachers or the dinner ladies or whatever today's PC word is for that group of people. Or in your workplace. Maybe you're in a shop or in a cafe, a restaurant or the pub or on the seafront. People will be there. Think about them. And have compassion on them. Chances are, they're like sheep without a shepherd. They're in a terrible, terrible state. We might watch people on TV. Do you watch TV? Maybe you'll see presenters, politicians, performers, players. Think about them. Actors, think about them. Have compassion on them. Chances are, they're like sheep without a shepherd. I watched England play Denmark earlier this week. I watched it in the Poets' Pub with a man called John. And John asked me when I got there what I'd been doing that day. And I said I'd been thinking about how it is that Jesus has compassion on people because they're like sheep without a shepherd. And you know, he motioned to the other people in the pub. There were quite a lot of them. And he said, it makes you think, doesn't it? And he got that right. That's how we should think. And so I looked up at the TV screen. Thousands of people in Wembley. And I thought, sheep without a shepherd. It's one of the reasons I like to walk through the park when I come here to the church building. There are people there just thinking, remembering, sheep without a shepherd. You know, when this is perhaps hardest, it's with someone you don't really like. You know, maybe just someone you don't like. Maybe they're somebody who does something evil. Maybe it's also hard with people we absolutely love. We don't like to go there. Have compassion. Sheep without a shepherd. But of course, compassion doesn't just feel sorry. Compassion hopes to help, just like Jesus did supremely at the cross. I could pray for those people in Wembley. I could do something to help right there. I could pray for them. I can pray for the people in the park. We can pray for people we come across. We can pray for people in our workplace. We can pray for our classmates. We can pray for the dinner ladies, whatever the PC term is for those people. And of course, we'll want to help them discover that shepherd for themselves, won't we? Now, I know, and as we wrap up, people have all sorts of needs, don't they? When we come across someone who's sad, or ill, or hungry, or angry, or scared, bereaved. We should care about those needs. We should try to help if we can. Maybe they need us to spend some time listening to them. Maybe they need us to buy something for them. Maybe we need to take them somewhere that will help them. But that's not all they need, is it? In fact, it's not what they need most, is it? Sheep without a shepherd mostly need a shepherd, the shepherd. So let's show people true compassion. Would you stand with me and let's pray? Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to think about these things. Thank you for showing us the heart of Jesus. We pray for those in Hove, those we come across who don't know Christ. May you please bring many to turn to him so that they can know the security and safety now and forever. Lord, give us opportunities this week to show godly compassion. Help us to see like you see and feel what you feel for the people around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.